Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent the other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it, and they went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe, and he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'"
Thank you. So I'll ask you all the same question. How many of you have been to parties or weddings? And how many of you got all dressed up fancy? And why did you do that?
Expectation.
Sign of respect.
Pride and pride.
Pride? I'm sorry, what was over here?
Celebrating the occasion.
To impress the other people.
To impress the other people. It's true. Okay, that's very true. I mean, do you think God cared what you wore to that wedding or party? Do you think growing up when we all wore dresses and hats and shiny shoes to church and the men wore suit jackets and ties that God really cared that we were all dressed up for church?
No.
So why do we do it?
Mom made us.
Vicky's saying it was respectful. Is that what we said? Okay.
It's also fun.
It was fun to get dressed up. All right. Anything else?
It was a change from the everyday.
As a change from the everyday. So where do we change from? A little off subject, but I was curious when I was researching this. Where do we change from getting all dressed up in church? I mean, I remember growing up here and the men all had jackets and ties, you know, and we were all dressed in dresses. Well, back then girls didn't wear pants anyway. We had to wear dresses. But how did that change from being dressed that way to the way we dress now for church?
Cultural.
It was a cultural change. And how did that come about, Jake?
Very gradually.
Very gradually. Was it a good change or a bad change?
Good.
It was a good change. Why is that?
It's quite easier to be casual than just to be dressed up. And people weren't forced to look like other
colors. And people weren't, okay.
Some people included more people.
Yeah, some people couldn't come because they didn't have the clothes.
Okay. Okay. So dressing casually makes it more inviting. So why did the man at the wedding feast, because he refused to put on the same robe that everybody else put on, get booted?
Because he wasn't the same.
That's why we're here, Don.
Because he was different. Thank you very much. Messed my whole train of thought up here now. So he didn't dress like everyone else. So he didn't fit in. And he got thrown out and basically killed because he didn't conform to everything that was expected. Have you ever felt like you don't conform or you don't fit in because of the way you look or dress? This is a general discussion, everybody. Don't sit here and nod your head, or this is not going to work.
I think we all have a tendency to be judgmental if we were all, to be honest.
Okay. Do you think, really think that?
I don't know if that's the case as much. I think that a lot,
yeah,
like the whole concept of fashion, and I mean, for some of us normal people, are like, you couldn't wear that because you couldn't sit down in this.
Okay.
Now think about ripped jeans.
Yeah.
If your jeans are ripped because you've worked in them, then they're trash. But you go to the store and spend $80 for jeans that are pretty ripped.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, sure.
So, and it's the same as how we judge people with tattoos and piercings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no?
The collective me or the individual me? I think they're kind of cool. But
okay. Well, then tell us about it. Why? Yes.
It's just because usually people that have very different appearances have very interesting stories.
Okay.
And it's, I'm a fascinated student of the human condition, and if they have, you know, a very wrinkly face or they have interesting tattoos or they're clearly rebelling against something, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, what's your story?
Okay.
Full disclosure here.
Well, partial.
Judy was checking for a second hole, by the way.
No second holes. So, you know, that's an instance, I suppose.
So, we as a congregation, we're a very welcoming congregation, that's never been questioned. But if someone walk in with multiple tattoos, three earrings, and ripped jeans, would you be as comfortable walking up to them saying welcome as you do to people that have come here today? Honestly.
I can say that one of the memories I remember as a teenager is sitting in the back pew with Pam and Eric Miller and probably a couple other people from our youth group. And the minister walked over and Eric had holes in his jeans. So this had to be like 1979, 78, 79. And the minister said, I see you got all dressed up for church because you're wearing your holy jeans. You know, we were just getting to the point where we were choosing our own clothes and buying our own clothes, and we're no longer under the dictates of our parents. And that minister, in that one instance, told us it was okay to come as we were.
Great.
And, you know, that was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say honestly, if the person you described came in, I would have no trouble. But I think there's always a line, right? So if someone came in here whose face was full of multiple metal rings, had tattoos on their face of a certain type, I would have no trouble saying, you know, as we walk around, good morning, you know, peace be with you, but I probably wouldn't be the person who gravitated towards them downstairs at the coffee hour without some reason, because it just, and that's my shortcoming.
No, it's,
but
it's
true. That, you know, you see, just it just so, you know, just, or brings other
Anyone else?
You think of people like David just, you know, said, trying to get a job. That's more difficult. You know, employers kind of shut away from those typical, they think they're the bad kind. That's their impression.
Yeah.
So you do have to think of it too.
Dawn, I've had an experience of visiting another church, another flavor of Christianity,
mm-hmm.
and going there because they have evening services, and I could go and worship, which I don't really get to do because I'm constantly thinking about ages and stuff.
Yep.
And I've been there quite a few times and enjoyed the music. It's more conservative, much more conservative than we are. But I remember one summer, sweltering hot Sunday evening where I went, and the message that evening was on a piece of scripture about how to dress for church. And the minister laid it right down. He said, there's not to be golf shirts, there's no shorts, there's no sneakers. Women wear hose. And I'm like, are you kidding me in this heat? And really saying that to be welcome here, this is what you need to look like. And I'm not like that, because I don't agree about it.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened at the wedding feast, is that this one gentleman didn't put on the robe that the king or whoever hosted the party gave him. He was different, and so he got carried out, bound up, and disappeared, which is sad commentary on life. But people get told what to do, and if you don't follow it, you're a rebel. So thank goodness there's a lot of rebels in this church. I truly appreciate you all. But it doesn't matter what you look like, what you wear, although, you know, if you're going to a wedding, it's probably good to look nice and not your $80 holy jeans. But depending on the wedding, depending on the party, you know, you can go as you like. And God will still love you no matter how you're dressed or how you look. Thank you.